Welcome to Morning Light Meditations. I'm Jennifer Russell, a spiritual mentor, a songwriter, and an author. If you'd like to deepen in this work with Mother Mary and the Company of Heaven, visit us at the Angels of Abundance Ascension Academy.com. Prepare yourself for today's meditation. Have your journal with you and light a candle. Wherever you are, enter into your Holy of Holies, your sanctuary. We are being called to dream the dream, to imagine what we desire, and stop complaining. When you watch the news, it is always amplifying the past and what is broken. We created all of it, but we have the ability to change everything through our minds and our practice of dreaming. I want to challenge you to begin to add dreaming to your spiritual practice. Spend some time every day imagining what your life would be like if it was fueled only by love. And what would this world be like if love was the only motive? Today we'll do this together. I invite you to listen to this meditation again and again to start a habit of dreaming in the divine new earth. Oh, so let's begin. Whenever you're going to be practicing dreaming, it's very helpful to call in the entire company of heaven to multiply and magnify your efforts. So coming within the heart space now, coming into that sacred oneness, allowing the breath to lengthen, to be easy, but deep. Focusing inside the center of the universe, which is your heart. I am that I am. Great masterful presence, which I am. I love and adore you. We are one, as I am one with all there is. I am one with every other human being on this planet. I am one with the angels, with the ascended masters, and with the elemental kingdom. I am one with Mother, Father, God. Oh, I am one with beloved Mother Mary. Grateful I am to use my gift of choice today to pull heaven on earth. Mighty beloved I am presence and Archangel Michael, intensify your protective pillar of pure light substance in, through, and around me. And each one of us, charge it with your invincible protection, all-powerful and impenetrable. And I call upon you, beloved, and the angelic host to permanently protect these dreams and keep them in a momentum of manifestation, always protected with a prevention flame. Thank you, beloveds. So let's begin by loving our own heart. I love you. I love you. I love you. And start loving your body. What would you like your body to be able to do? What would you like it to look like and to feel like? Imagine it, dream it. Dream in your eternal youth and beauty. The strength and power to heal anything. Think about your relationships, especially your relationship with yourself. What would it be like if you were filled with self-love and self-esteem, confidence and feelings of worthiness? See yourself walking through life like that. And from that base, see your relationships with your family. What would you like them to be like? Your relationship with your friends, your coworkers, your community. What if generosity was the banner for every day and we love sharing our gifts? There is no competition. Everyone's needs are met. Oh, see everyone in your community fully taken care of. There is no more sickness because we have remembered that we are healers. We can heal everything, so there's no mental illness. There's no physical illness. There are no homeless. Everyone is provided for. Now, what would your home look like if you could create it from your thoughts? Using the beauty of nature, minerals and crystals, wood and stone. Imagine the most beautiful home, and everyone has a beautiful home made out of their own creativity. Everyone is cared for. There is no more sweat of the brow and the burden of making a living. There's a new form of exchange and currency that is plentiful and easy for everyone. Let's feel into the environment now, a beautiful air. The air is so clear. There's no pollution. There's no separation. We can see the fairies now. We can see the beautiful sylphs of the air. We can see the unicorns. And look at all the water waves. They are beautiful, clear. The sea life is flourishing. Look at the earth, and the soil is so rich. Oh, we are taking care of the earth again. And she always is taking care of us. There are no more natural disasters, for we have mastered our thinking. There's peace everywhere. Every city is being designed to honor the natural environment and beauty is the standard. And we are allowing the counsel of the ascended ones that have gone on before and the angels and our love of the elemental kingdom to help us build our ideas into form in the most beautiful way that is good for every level of life. We are walking once again hand in hand with the angels and the elementals along the path of evolution. We are serving together and building together the kingdom of heaven on earth. And the government is a high council of light. Those that are drawn to serve are there just because of the love in their heart for everything. There is no power struggle. And we honor and love these leaders because they are brilliant and they are doing amazing work. And when they have a big decision to make, we bring gifts. Food and flowers and songs, surrounded in beauty and art and comfort, holding the sacred space for all decisions of government. A government that works for everyone, the law of love and divine justice only. We come together in a beautiful religious service with beloved Saint Germain leading us in ceremonies that we can't even conceive of light. Dancing and singing with the angels. The directors of the elements and all elementals of all graded order. And the leaders that have gone before us, the ascended ones. In laughter, in joy, in praise, in song, in love. Keep going, beloved, with your dreaming. Thank you. Thank you for being with me today, for dreaming in this morning light meditation. What is your spiritual focus today? Make sure you write it down and come back to it often. If these morning light meditations nourish you spiritually, we thank you for supporting them in any way that you can. May you have a blessed day. Keep dreaming.